Boundaries for Juneau's two House districts changed this year. New communities were added to one district and new neighborhoods to the other. But both capital city incumbents face no opposition and are virtually guaranteed re-election. The latest Alaska Public Offices Commission reports show they've brought in a combined total of about $40,000. The question is, why?
I actually haven't been asking to raise money. I have gotten some donations.
That's Democrat Beth Kurtula, whose district includes downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, Petersburg, Skagway, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs. Republican Kathy Munoz tells a similar story. She represents Juneau's populous Mendenhall Valley and neighborhoods to the north and south.
The contributions that I've received in 2012 were unsolicited. They were coming from organizations and individuals that supported my work in the legislature.
Munoz has raised the most, about $25,000. A little more than half of that came from political action committees. They include construction unions, state workers and teachers associations, realtors, Saners, and a bank. Four-fifths of her money came in last November and December.
And of course, it's very common to raise funds at the end of the year in anticipation of the election coming up. Fortunately, I haven't had to raise additional funds this year.
Kurtula has brought in about $12,500, close to two-thirds of it during 2011. About three-quarters of her funds came from PACs. They're a mix of teachers, state workers, and construction union groups. The hospitality industry and dentists' PACs also chipped in.
They just are sending it. It's what the PACs themselves do. So I haven't been asking, but they have been sending some money. And I will say, actually, I'm thankful because of being able to travel.
And she has to some of the communities added to her district. Munoz has used a part of her campaign funds to travel outside the area she will represent.
Southeast Conference had a candidate forum, and I traveled to that. There was election night activities in Anchorage that I attended, so I was able to travel up and use some of my campaign funds to do that.
Along with travel, Kurtula's campaign money has gone to bookkeeping, office equipment, and community outreach.
I plan on doing a mailing, into the communities, possibly an ad. Senator Egan and I, during the primary, did an ad reminding people to go vote, things like that.
Both candidates expect to have money left over after the election. Campaign finance rules allow a limited amount to be used for legislative office funds. Some can also be given to a political party or held over till the next campaign. And surplus money can be given to nonprofit groups. Juneau has a third legislator, Senator Dennis Egan. He's the only lawmaker not facing re-election this year because his district boundaries didn't change much. The Democrat represents Munoz and Kurtula's House district. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.